Rabbi Stai, we are in page Nun Hey Amud Beis. Okay, so we learned that all of the dreams Holchim Achar HaPeh are going after the mouth, means after the
interpretation.
Yes, after that. So the Gemara is asking, Atu Kol HaChalomot Holchim Achar HaPeh? Is it so that all of the dreams are going after the mouth? Kerahu, is it a verse? So the Gemara is saying, of course it's not in the verse, we don't have a doubt, we know for sure it's not in the verse. Kol HaChalomot Holchim Achar HaPeh, it's not a verse that we're going to take from it. A proof, 100% proof that everything is going after the mouth. But the Gemara is answering, and yes, we're going to listen to that rule. Why? וכדי רבי אלעזר, like that רבי אלעזר said, דאמר רבי אלעזר, that רבי אלעזר said, מניין שכל החלומות הולכים אחר הפה, where we learned it from, that all of the dreams are going after the mouth, שנאמר, because it been said, ואי כאשר פתר לנו, כן היה. Exactly like that Yosef solved the dream, interpret the dream to the minister of drinks and the minister of bakers. So exactly this is how it been. So from that we saw that actually the dreams are following after the interpretation. Amar Rava. Rava said, Vehu dimfashar le me'en chelme. It's only when the interpretation is corresponding to the dream. If now someone told you that he dreamt about the sea, so you have to, the interpretation have to talk about water, about the size of it, about the view, about something, the smell, something that's going to be. You cannot tell him, oh, so the interpretation is that you are going to succeed in business. What's the connection? You need to connect the interpretation to, let's say, all right, because the sea is telling about there is bounty in the sea, there is a lot of fish, a lot of, so for sure you're going to have a success, all right. But if just you're saying something with no connection to the dream itself, so it's not interpretation that's going to bring a result. שנאמר, because it been said, איש כחלומו פתר. To every man of those two ministers, Yosef interpreted his dream like that he was dreaming. כחלומו, like his own dream, he interpreted it. ויר שר האופים, it's written that the minister of bakers, he saw כי טוב פתר, that Yosef interpreted his dream in a good way. Minayada, where he learned it from, how he knew that. Amar Rabbi Elazar, where the minister of bakers knew that the dream, that the interpretation of Yosef to the dream of Sarah Mashkim, of the minister that was in charge of all drinks, was good. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Melamed shekol echad ve'echad, it's teaching us that each and every one of them הראוהו חלומו ופתרון חלומו של חברו. Every one of those ministers, he saw his own dream at night, and also he saw the solution, the interpretation on the dream of his friend. They haven't told it to each other, but they knew. The minister of the bakers, he knew the interpretation, the answer, the solution of the dream of the minister of in charge of all drinks. And the minister of all drinks, he knew the interpretation of the dreams of the minister of bakers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkim ve'nafal lo pasuk letoch piv. A man woke up and immediately a verse fell into his mouth. Mean he is waking up in the morning with a verse in his mouth. Harei zu nevu'ah ktana. This is a small prophecy. If you're waking up in the morning and you have a verse in your mouth, it's a small prophecy.
ואמר רבי יוחנן, and רבי יוחנן said, שלושה חלומות מתקיימים.
There are three kinds of dreams that are going to be exist.
חלום של שחרית, dream of שחרית, a dream of the morning, וחלום שחלם לו חברו,
and a dream that your friend dreamt on you,
וחלום שנפטר בתוך חלום,
and a dream that been
interpreted
inside of a dream.
So you have a dream
in a dream. Yes. So means that if you've been interpreted the dream for yourself while you were dreaming, it's like that you were interpreting it outside with your mouth, like we said, that all of the solutions, all of the ability, the way of the dreams to happen in our lives, it depends on the way that we
interpreted.
Very nice word.
ויש אומר, and there is an opinion to say also, אף חלום שנשנה,
also a dream that came twice. If someone had the same dream twice or three times, it's a real dream that's gonna happen.
שנאמר,
and where we learn that from,
because it's been said, ועל הישנות החלום וגומר,
that the dream happened twice. Because that it happened twice, we're talking about the two dreams of King Paro, one about the cows and one about the stalks of wheat. Both of them were the same dream, and they came twice.
Amar,
what? In the same night? It doesn't written that it has to be in the same night. No, it doesn't have to be in the same night. We heard that Rav Shalom told a few weeks ago about a certain Avrech that had the same dream 40 times. Same dream for 40 times. So, and he said that it was that some rabbi heard from him, and he said that for sure it's true, it's a real dream for sure. So for sure it wasn't in the same night 40 times. So there is no obligation that it's going to be 40, they're going to be in the same night.
אמר רבי שמואל בר נחמני, רבי שמואל בר נחמני said, אמר רבי יונתן, that he heard from רבי יונתן, אין מראין לו לאדם אלא מהרהורי ליבו.
They're showing to the man dreams that their source is coming from the thoughts of his heart.
שנאמר, that it been said, אנט מלכה רעיונך על משכבך סליקו.
Daniel said to the king Nebuchadnezzar that he, the king, the thoughts that he had before went to sleep came on top of his bed, went into his dreams.
Ve'ibayt ema mehacha.
And if you want to say, you can learn it from here, the fact that the thoughts that the man had before that he's going to sleep affects his dreams.
ורעיוני ליבבך תנדה.
The same place in Daniel, it's written, ורעיוני ליבבך תנדה. You're gonna know, means in the dream, the ideas, means the thoughts of your heart. Mean they're gonna come to you. You're gonna know, because actually, the thoughts that you had in your mind before you went to sleep, they are actually the sights that you saw while you were dreaming.
Amar Rava, Rava said, Teda, here you have a proof, now you can know, De lo machavu le le'inash, that they're not showing to the man in his dream, lo dikla de dahava, not a palm tree that made out of gold, ולא פילה דעייל בקופה דמחתה, and not an elephant that entering into the small hole of the machat, I say machat,
needle,
the needle. No one sees those weird things in his dreams. Why? Because no one is thinking about thoughts like those before he's going to sleep. You got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes, boss.
I'm a lefty. I get it on the left shoulder.
Amar leKeisar leRabbi Yoshua beRabbi Hananya. The Caesar of Rome, the Caesar of Rome, said to Rabbi Yoshua beRabbi Hananya, beRabbi Hananya. This is a tikkun here, beRabbi Hananya. Amritu dechakmitu tuva. You, the Jews, you're saying that you are very wise. Emali mai chazina bechelmai. So tell me what I'm going to see tonight in my dreams. Amarle, answer to him Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, or ben Hanina. Don't know why they're fixing it like that. Let's see. I want to steal it. Hananya. Alright. Answer to him, Rabbi Yoshua. Chazit dimshachare lach parsae. You're going to see that the Parsaim, the nation that calls Parsaim, they're your enemies and they want to fight with you. Vegar bebach, and they're catching you. Ve'ra'e bach shikze bechutra de dahava, and they gonna force you to be a shepherd of shikze. It's shkatzim. It's
pigs.
They're saying pigs. What Rashi is saying? Rashi is not saying sheketz. It's something that it's not allowed to eat. It's very meshukatzim. It's something filthy, something contaminated. The explanations here are writing pigs. You're going to be a pig shepherd. They're going to force you to be a pig shepherd. Bechutra de dahava, and you're going to have a golden staff in your hand. Hirher kule yome. So the Caesar of Rome, all day long he was going with those thoughts. You know, that crazy story, all day long it was in his mind. And in the night he saw that. Amar le shevur malka. So it means that even if Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya would tell him on a pink elephant that was jumping from one mountain to the other, he would dream on that in the night. Yes, Baruch Hashem.
He probably watched Fantasia.
You probably watched Fantasia. Amar leShvur Malka, Shvur Malka, the king of Paras, said leShmuel, to Shmuel, Amritu dechakmitu tuva. You, the Jews, you're saying that you're very wise. Emali mai chazina bechelmai. Tell me what I'm going to see in the dream tonight. Amar le, answered to him Shmuel, Chazid de'atu romae, you're gonna see that the Romans gonna come to you, veshavu lach, and they're gonna take you
captive,
v'tachane bach kashiyata, and they're gonna force you to grind
date pits.
Berechaya de dahava, in golden, how you call those stones?
In a golden mill.
Mill, in a golden mill. Hirher kule yoma, Shvor Malka, all day long he was thinking about that vision. Mule urta chaza, and actually in the night he had that dream. Barhedia mefasher chelme hava. Barhedia, this is the name of that. He was interpreted. What, Rabbi Reuven?
I don't know.
Why, please? that I won't feel alone here.
Well, our school says interpreter of dreams.
Interpreter of dreams, this is it. Baruch Hashem, this was his job. This is that story that I told you yesterday. Man deyayiv le'agra, the one that gave him money as a reward again on what did he salary on his interpretation. Mefasher le'le me'aliyuta. So he was interpret his dreams in a positive way to good things. Uman de'lo yahiv le'agra, and the one that wasn't giving him money reward. Mefaresh le'le gri'uta. He was interpreting it for in a negative way, in a bad way. Abaye v'Rava chazu chelma. Abaye and Rava, both of them had dreams, a similar dream. Abaye yahiv lezuzah. Abaye gave Bar Hedya one coin as a salary. V'Rava lo yahiv le, and Rava didn't give him. Amre le, so they told him, Akrinan bechelmin, they read for us in our dreams a certain verse. Shorcha tavuach le'enecha. Your bull, your cow, your bull is slaughtered in front of your eyes. And it's written in the next part of the verse, and you will not gonna eat from it. Le'rava amar le, to Rava he said, Bar Hedya said to him, Pasid iskach, you're gonna lose your money, your business is gonna fail. Velo ahanilach lemeichal meutzva delibach, and you're gonna be so sad that you will not gonna have appetite to eat after it. Leabaye amarle, but to Abaye he said, Marvach iskach, your business is gonna succeed. They both saw the same verse, they heard the same verse. You're gonna succeed so much and you're gonna be so happy and satisfied that you will not gonna have no desire for food at all. This is why you will not gonna eat. Amrele, another time they came, both of them, Abaye v'Rava, to Bar Hedya, and they told him, Akrinan, they read for us in our dreams, Banim uvanot tolid, boys and girls you're going to bring to this world. The next part of the verse is velo yulach, and you won't have them, ki yelchu bashevi, because they're going to go in captivity. Lerava amar le, to Rava that wasn't paying, Bar Hedya said, kevishute, this is what that's going to be. The bad enemy is going to come and take your children. Le'abaye amar le, to Abaye he said, Benach uvnatach nefishe, you're going to have a lot of boys and girls. Umin saban b'natach le'alma. And the thing is that what's the aspect of exile that's going to be is that your daughter's going to get married with people that are not your relative. Because you're going to have so many children, you will not going to have the ability to marry all of your children to relative. There's not enough relative. So few of your children going to marry with people that are not part of your family. Umdamyan be'apach kidka.
A person should marry people in his family?
Very good. What's the problem?
No, is that the
doesn't mean chas shalom,
no,
brothers.
No, cousins and things like that. Is that
the problem? Very good. Why not? If you know that the family members are very, very kosher, the reason to do that is if you know that you and your family are holding the kedusha very strong and you don't. So
it's better to do this than to marry outside.
If your family, if you know that you have a certain ability to watch over your family and your family are strong and firm and exactly, so then it's better. But if you don't really have a family like that, so it's better to marry them to others. Very good. A lot of families. There are a lot of families like those.
Why? One brother.
All right. right, Rabbi's time. Umdamyan be'apach kidka azlan b'shivya, and it's going to be for you like that they went captivity. It means that you will not going to be so happy by that. But actually, it's also going to be good for you. Akreyan, again they came and told him, we heard another verse at night. Banechov notecha netunim le'am acher, your boys and girls are going to be given to another nation. L'Abaye amar le, to Abaye, the one that is paying, he told him, Benachuv natach nefishin, you're going to have a lot of children. At amrat lekarivach, you're going to demand from your wife that your children are going to get married with your relative. Vehi amra lekariva, and she's going to say that they're going to get married with her relatives, from her side of the family. What?
Do you understand what this is an interpretation in?
Yes.
Tell me.
It's written here in the verse, Banecha uvnotecha netunim le'am acher. Your sons and your daughters are going to be given to another nation.
Goyim.
This is the verse meaning is talking about Goyim. Now he had that in his dream, Abaye, and the one that interpreted his dream, Bar Hedya, told him that he and his wife are going to argue on how to marry their children. If to his side of the family, to the sons of his brothers or sisters or daughters, or to the cousins from the side of his wife. No. This is how we interpret it. Ve'akpa lach, and she going to force you. V'havat lehon lekariva, and you're going to give your children to her relatives. Dehave ke'am acher, and for you, they're like a different nation corresponding to your family. That for you, they are your nation. L'rava amar le, but to Rava he said, devitu shechiva, your wife going to die. Ve'atu b'ne uvnate lide'iteta achriti, and her sons and daughters gonna go to be handed to a stepmother. Means you're gonna get married again, and another woman, your next wife, she gonna raise your children. It's bad. It's horrible that his first wife gonna die.
No,
it's horrible.
What the second wife will do.
A second wife will never going to be as good as the mother.
Okay.
She cannot love them like a mother, even if she's going to be very nice and kind. De'amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, and we heard that. My dichtiv, what's the meaning of that verse? Banecha uvnotecha netunim le'am acher. Your children, boys and girls, have been given to another nation. They explained that. Zu eshet Ha'av, it's the wife of the father, means that a stepmother, she will never going to be dedicated and mercy to the children like the real mother. Akrinan bechelmin, they had another verse in a dream. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha, go eat your bread with joy, with happiness. Le'abaye amar le, Bar Hedya said to Abaye, Marvach iskach, your business is going to succeed. Ve'achalt ve'shatit, and you're going to eat and drink. Ve'karit pesuka mechedva delibach, and you're going to read that verse from happiness, that you're going to be so happy in your heart. Le'rava amar le, batu Rava Bar Hedya said, pasid iskach, you're going to lose your business. He wasn't paying to him. This is why he answered to him like that. Tevacht ולא אכלת ושתית. You're going to slaughter, means you're going to make a meal of meat, ולא אכלת ושתית, and you will not going to eat and drink from that meal. וקרית לפקוחי פחדך, and you're going to read that verse to cancel your fears and anxieties. Because of stress and fear, you're going to try to cheer up yourself with saying that verse. לך אכול בשמחה לחמך, but just you're going to say that out of your anxieties. Akrinan, again they had a dream. Zera rav totzi asadeh, huge amounts of plantings, the field gonna bring out of seeds, and a little bit you're gonna pick up, because the arbe locust gonna finish it all. Le'abai amar le'to'abai, he said, mereisha. He explained it for him from the beginning of the field, means that the field gonna bring a lot of shefa, bounty. Le'rava amar le mi'seife. To Rava he interpreted the dream from the end of it. I don't want to. We're Baruch Hashem daily biting from the shiur of Rabbi Reuven. Akrinan, they had another dream. Zeitim yu lecha bechol gevulecha begomer. Olives you're gonna have in all of your borders, and oil you will not gonna have because the olives gonna fell from the tree. La'abaye amar le'mereisha, to Abaye he solved the dream from the beginning, that you're going to have a lot of olives in all of your borders, that you're going to have a lot of olives. Le'rava amar le'miseife, to Rava he said about the end, that he will not, even though that he's going to put a lot of effort, he will not going to make oil from his olives. Akrinan, they had another verse, ve'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ve'gomer, all of the nations they saw, Kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka. All of the nations sees the name of Hashem is above you and they're afraid of you. La'abaye amar le, to Abaye he said, nafak lach shema deresh metivta havet. Your name going to be very famous because you're going to become the chief rabbi. Eimatach naflat be'alma. And people are going to be afraid of you because of yirat shamayim. They're going to be afraid, you're going to be very honorable. L'Rava amar le, but the Rava he said, Bedaina de Malka Itbar, the treasure of the king, jewelries of the king gonna be stolen, someone gonna break into the treasure of the king, Umitpas beganave, and they gonna catch you instead of the real robbers, the real thieves, they're gonna catch you instead of them. And all of the people gonna learn kal v'chomer because of you. If a rabbi like Rava now been suspected and been arrested, so they gonna means that he gonna make chilul Hashem chas v'shalom. People gonna learn how to steal because of him. Lemachar, the day after it. Itbar bedaina de malka, the treasure of the king been broken. Ve'atu v'tafsele le'rava, and the police officers of the king came and catched Rava, blamed Rava. See how much power the interpretation of the dreams have. Amrele, they told him. Also Rava, that was so frustrated and everything is breaking for him, he sees that the Etbar Hedya is interpreting right. He sees that everything that he's saying, it's happening, even though that it's horrible bad things happening to him, but still it's happening. He couldn't realize that it was because of him, that he is causing to him all of that sorrow because of how that he interprets his dream. Amrele, they told Bar Hedya, Chazan chasa al pum dane, we saw lettuce on the opening of the barrel. La'abaye amar le, to Abaye he said, if iskach kechasa, your business gonna grow like the leaves of chasa, that when they're folded it's small, but when they're opening it's become to be very wide, so your business gonna grow. Le'rava amar le, to Rava he said, marir iskach kechasa, your business gonna be bitter like chasa, like the chasa leaves, that it's mar, it's bitter. Amrele, they told him, Chazan bisra al pum dane. We saw, I think we're gonna finish here because I don't want to stop the shiur of Rav Reuven too much. We're gonna continue with that Bezat Hashem tomorrow. Rabboisa, I'm begging, please pray on me. I want to come in time. Every day I have stories. And I don't want to tell you.
You can't untie.
I want to come earlier. I want to come earlier.
Oh, that's
interesting. You can come on time. Rashi, next to Rashi on that. He already bought the thoughts of his heart. Mashu me'arher bayom, what that he's thinking during the day. Ra'yonach, your thoughts. V'chen kol lashon ra'yon, and also every way of explaining ideas. Shebo mikra eino lashon ratzon, that it's not, it doesn't mean your will. Ela lashon machshava, just it means your thoughts. V'ze yochiach ra'yonei bahalune. So his thoughts, not his will, his thoughts are going to make him scared. His will, the will of a man, is making him scared. Ela machshevotav mevalinato. No, just his thoughts are making him scared. Dikla de dahava, a golden palm tree. Davar shelo hurga lirot, something that no one ever saw. Velo hirher bo meolam, and never thought about it at all. Kufa de machta, the whole of the nekev machat, the whole of the machat.
Needle.
Kesar, the Caesar, Melech Romi, king of Rome, v'haya lo tegar im Parsim, and he had a war with the Persians. My chazina, what he gonna see? My er'e balayla b'chalom, what I'm gonna see in the night at my dream. Meshach relach parsae, you're gonna see that the Persians osim b'cha avodat ha-melech, using you to serve their king, kemo lo chamrad echad min hon shachrit. Means that they're bringing the translation from Parashat Bamidbar, Meshachre, Minhon Shacharit, means from the morning, but it means using you from the morning. Velashon Chachamim, Hiddabek Leshechvar, Vishtach Avulach. So it's to serve the king, attach yourself to the king, v'ishtachavulach, and people are going to bow to you, means that they're going to use him to work for their king, like Rashi explained it. V'tachanu v'shavulach, and they're going to, how we said that? Shevi? Prisoner, not prisoner.
Captive.
And they're going to captive from you. Yishlelucha bashevi. They're going to captive you. V'tachanu b'cha kashyata. They're going to force you. Yikofu otcha litchon garinet marim. To grind dates.
Using golden meal.
Dates.
Pits.
Very good. Shvor melech paras. The king of paras. Pasi diskach, your business is gonna lose. Tit kalkel prakmatia shelach, your business is gonna fail, gonna be ruined. Velo ahanelach lemeichal, you will not gonna have appetite to eat. Mitoch tzarcha, because of your sorrow, lo itam lecha shum ma'achal, no food will be delicious for you. Mervach iskach, your business is gonna grow. Umitoch simchatcha, and because of your happiness, lo titavel leichol, you will not gonna be hungry. Shetiyeh savea besimchatcha, that you're gonna be full from joy. והיא and she, your wife, אשתך, לפיקוח הפחדך, להפיק דאגתך, to cancel your worries. מראשה, from the beginning of the verse, זרע רב תוציא השדה, a lot of seeds the field gonna bring out, בדיינה דמלכה, אוצר שתכשיטה המלך שם, the treasure that all of the jewelries of the king are over there, יישבר על ידי גנבים, gonna be broken by thieves, ויעלילו עליך, and people are going to blame you, לומר שאתה גנבתם, to say that you were the one that stolen them. קל וחומר מנך, people are going to learn from you. אם רבא נחשד, כל שכן שיחשדונו, if רבא was suspected, even more so, that people are going to suspect us. וזהו ויראו ממך, This is what it means, that people are going to be afraid of you, that because of you they're going to be afraid that the king going to punish them. Chasa, it's chazeret. I say chazeret, people know chazeret.
Radish.
Ayif is kach, kaful berevach, going to grow twice as many. Kechazeret, like radish. Shehi rechava ukfula, that it's wide and doubled, means they have a lot of leaves, one on top of the other. Marir is kach, bitter your business is going to be. Sanui lakol, everyone going to hate it. Umar yes chora shelcha, and bitter going to be your merchandise. This is it. We're going to continue with those interpretations of dreams tomorrow. Thank you all very much.